Today, we're talking to people in the public eye for stuff they didn't really have a lot to do with. Now, one of our producers here at Snap, Joe Rosenberg, I've been on his case for years, to share one of his own personal stories on the Snap. People need to know the contradictions and chaos that is Joe Rosenberg. And Joe, he always finds a way to wiggle out of it. Always has some excuse. Always no good. People be bored. I look at the time, but this time, I got him. Just a few weeks ago, caught Joe starting to tell one of his little tales to Jasmine Aguilera. I was like, no, you don't. Get into the studio, the both of you. And I press record.
So, Joe, I know Glenn stopped us, but you got to tell me the rest of the story.
Okay. So this story begins on, like, my very first day of college.
Okay. Like orientation?
Yeah. At like one of those orientation meetings which they make you go to in order to register for classes and get your student ID and whatever else you need to do to start being a student in earnest. You know what I'm talking about. And so like the auditorium must have had 200 people in it, but I recognized a girl from my dorm who I was going to end up being good friends with. So we sat next to each other.
Was she cute?
Incidentally, yes. But we sit down next to each other. While an administrator takes attendance, and of course no one in the auditorium, ourselves included, is paying the slightest bit of attention. Everyone's just kind of making small talk, and you're just kind of waiting around for her to get to your respective letter of the alphabet. And she's kind of in the—I remember she was kind of in the H's, and she's going, you know, Rebecca Henson, here, Todd Higuchi, here, Timothy Hitler, here, Jonathan Hollister, here. And I'm like, I'm super mind-numbingly boring, but then I'm like, wait, what— What was that? And I interrupt my new friend mid-sentence, and I was like, did you just hear that? And she's like, hear what? And I said, I think that woman just registered a Hitler. And she's like, what are you talking about? And I said, she called out Hitler's name. There is a Hitler here among us. And my friend just looks at me, and she's like, I didn't hear anything. And so I glance around, and everyone around me seems perfectly calm, like nothing had happened. But I knew what I had heard. So when I got back to the dorm, I told my dorm mates what happened. But they had this rebuttal, which is like, you must have misheard, because how is it even possible for someone to go through life with the name Hitler? Besides, like, you know, they're pointing
out— And not change it.
And not change it, because, like, you just have to imagine, like, going to a job interview, going through airport security, like ordering a pizza. And they're like, and they're pointing out, like, you know, that by my own admission, like, no one else heard anything. But just to make sure, like, we decided to look through the class directory. And this is back when the class directory is, like, literally called the Facebook, you know, which is like you open it up and there's the face and the name. And there's like nothing. There's no Hitler. And at this point, I'm starting to wonder whether I had imagined the whole thing. And my friends are like, okay, come on, Joe. It's a funny thought, but just put it away. And I kind of do, but I kind of don't, because I secretly continued to ponder this potentially very real person who might be out there named Timothy Hitler. And so over the years, I would wonder about him, and, you know, I would wonder why he had held on to a name like that. And I pictured some version where he gets really defensive and saying, like, it's an old family name, that other man has nothing to do with it. You know, like, I am not going to let one person mar an otherwise perfectly good name. And so mostly he's just this figure in my head. But, you know, at the same time, I'm always like now on the lookout. And every now and then, you know, I think I heard something, right? Because are you familiar with this thing called Godwin's Law?
No, I'm not.
So Godwin's Law is like the longer a debate or intense conversation goes on, the more the probability that someone compares something to Hitler increases to 100%.
Right.
And so, the word Hitler is like used in conversation actually like a lot.
Right.
And particularly when you're in college and everyone's debating everything, and you know you're not really good at debating in college, so you go straight to the Hitler comparison. Yeah. Like, you know who else was a vegetarian?
Hitler.
And so you're just like in the dining hall, in the hallways, whatever, and you're just hearing like Hitler, you know, and you're just like, wait, what? Hitler? Do you know him? You know? And they're like, what? No. What do you mean? What do you mean? Do I know Hitler? And they're like, no, sorry, never mind. Forget I mentioned anything. And so eventually I come to the conclusion, along with everyone else, that there is no Hitler who goes to my school, and it was just a silly freshman fantasy. Until the end of my senior year, 4 years later, I go to the student clinic with the flu. And as I was sitting there in the waiting room, like kind of like half dead to the world, like conked out on cough suppressants, I heard something over the PA system. The PA system comes on, and I just hear, Hitler, Timothy P. Hitler, Timothy P. Please report to radiology. Again, Hitler, please report to radiology. At which point, like, my flu just, like, disappears. And I just, like, bolt upright in my chair. And I'm like, it's Hitler! Right? Like, he's here! Right? And I'm, like, looking around the waiting room for some, like, sign of commotion. But it was kind of like I'm back in this recurring dream. Because, like, everyone's coming. I'm just like, what is wrong with these people? Like, where is Hitler? Right? And then I remembered. I was like, radiology! They said radio. He had to report to radiology, right? And so, like, I kind of, like, dashed out into the hall. And, like, I asked a group of nurses, like, where radiology was. But they're not quite sure. They're like, it's in a different wing. It's far away. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm like, go find it, right? And I'm starting to, like, walk down these halls, like, looking for radiology. And I can't find radiology. And I'm just getting completely turned around. And at this point, my flu is, like, ebbing back in, and I'm just getting, like, the adrenaline high is just, right, like, is wearing off, and suddenly I remember, like, how sick I was. So I just kind of walked back into the clinic, and I went in to see the doctor, and, you know, in the midst of kind of the checkup, you know, with her, like, listening to my chest and asking me to cough, I said, you know, a few minutes ago, someone just paged Hitler. And she just looked at me and she said, I didn't hear anything.
So, wait, that can't be the only, that. So you didn't find him? What happened after that?
After that was a kind of really demoralizing experience. I kind of thought, oh, I had no hope of ever finding this guy. And I put it out of my mind.
There has to be other Hitlers.
Oh, like other people whose names, other family name is Hitler, and yeah, it just wasn't changed.
Yeah. I mean, how many, like, Hitler, when Hitler was Hitler, must have not only been the only Hitler. There must be others.
Okay, well, this is a good thought. I will look at these other Hitlers and get back to you.
There we go.
Okay, so Jasmine.
Yeah.
Good news. This was not hard.
Oh, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you get a Hitler?
I got two Hitlers.
I'm Leanne Hitler Meads.
My name's Susanna Hitler Brown.
So Hitler's their maiden name?
Yeah, that's their maiden name. And they're actually two out of four sisters.
I'm the oldest. And then we have Belinda, Susanna, and then our little bonus sister, Jennifer Hitler.
Not even a bonus brother. It was sisters all down the line.
Nope, never got the brother.
Maybe that's a good thing. People want to avoid pronouncing it.
Well, that's true.
They want to pronounce it every other way.
Heitler, or that's the first one that comes
Hitter.
To mind.
Hitter.
Yeah.
And they just kind of, how do you pronounce this? they're afraid of offending us by pronouncing it the right way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Hitler.
So, wait a minute. Are they related to the actual Hitler?
No, they're not. But they do come, they say, from a long, proud line of Hitlers.
When three Hitler brothers boarded the ship Peggy and ended up in Maryland in 1760.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa, the ship Peggy?
Yeah.
We've actually got the manifest, a copy of the manifest, but it doesn't say what port they got on.
But they know that their ancestor is one of those three brothers.
And his son falsified his birth certificate so he could fight in the Revolutionary War in 1776.
So we have Hitler, the national hero, here.
Yeah, and that Hitler actually went on to marry the daughter of one of George Washington's most trusted lieutenants before going on to homestead in the Ohio River Valley.
And so, fortunately for us,
we have this great heritage.
We have a really great heritage.
And that's what we connect with, is this family that we heard about for our whole lives.
And so after World War II, their dad, Jean Hitler, he wasn't too inclined to change the family name.
He'd say, why should I? It's a great name.
Just because some guy happened to ruin it for others, why should he have to ruin it for me?
It's easy to spell, easy to pronounce. I have a great family.
And you have to know my dad. He is, if you looked up stubborn in the in the dictionary, his name would be next to it.
So, growing up, when was the first time that you became aware, you know, either in kindergarten or at home, that you know, that something was up here with the name.
Well, you have to realize that there wasn't a day that went by that someone didn't comment about our name or ask us about our name.
Yeah.
It was a daily occurrence.
The grocery store, usually, the post office.
Like if you were to order something out and go pick it up, you couldn't leave your name because you'd go to pick it up and they didn't have it prepared because they thought it was a joke.
And we actually, growing up, we actually pulled our name from the phone book because we got so many prank phone calls.
Especially in junior high.
Oh, junior high is bad.
It was in junior high that Leanne tried to be really involved in school.
And I decided when I was in eighth grade that I would run for a ninth grade student body office. And somehow I thought the person that I had become would overshadow the name. So I, you know, had my campaign and I made my little posters and put them up in the halls, and it was within short order that they all had swastikas on them, or they would have, you know, a smiley face kind of, you know, character with a mustache on it or something. And so, you know, I just trudged forward, and it got to the last assembly. And so I got up, and in the middle of giving my speech, a bunch of the kids in the back of the auditorium started doing, "See Heil Hitler!" And, "Don't vote her in, she'll throw you in the gas chambers." And then they goose-stepped forward in the aisle. And finally, one of the administration just kind of ushered me off the stage. And that was probably the hardest one. Yeah.
Were any of your sisters close enough to you in age that they were in the audience?
Nope. I was paving the way, you know, as a little junior high student there. And you know, it was hard. That was hard.
My dad always called her the experimental model.
From that experience, what did your parents say about it? Were they equipped to tell you how to handle it or to reassure you? And
you know,
I'm curious, did you like...
I was a little puddle, and Mom just said, you know, we had the name long before Adolf had to ruin it. And so for us, it's our name. It's who we are. So you just have to be able to, somehow or other, you've got to be able to sort this out and separate it from you versus him.
Jasmine, you don't approve of this plan?
This is hard. I'm like torn between completely agreeing with their parents and being like, you're your own person and this is our family name. And then also just the pragmatic side of me is like, yeah, but you're putting your kids through this unnecessarily rough.
Yeah. And I did ask them about that. And they said that they were never really angry at their parents for keeping the name. And in part, that's because one of the things their parents were trying to teach them, and one of the things they were actually getting really good at even before this event at the school assembly, was learning to just make a joke of it, you know, kind of turn into the skid.
Like if you got a prank phone call, I mean, this happened every so often.
Oh, yeah.
They'd say, I want to talk to Adolf. And we'd say, yeah, just a minute, hang on. And the phone would go dead.
They'd hang up. I remember walking down the hall and a bunch of kids would give me the Sieg Heil, two or three that stand there like at attention. And I'd say something like, you know, at ease. And our dad tended to, you know.
I think he just got a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Right.
He did have an occasion where someone asked him why he didn't change his name. And he said that he had, that his family's name was originally Mussolini.
That's right.
And they changed it to Hitler and picked another winner.
That's right.
That's a dad joke right there if I ever heard one.
I know, you could, yeah, it is such a dad joke. But I got to tell you, I think out of all these jokes and techniques that they used to kind of diffuse the situation, the ultimate masterstroke was Leanne's nickname.
My nickname in high school for a really long time was just Hitler. I never went by Leanne, very seldom, unless it was a teacher that called me Leanne. Everybody called me Hitler. And they go, oh, Hitler, how you doing? You know, and it wasn't offensive. It wasn't offensive. And so...
Even your friends?
My very closest friends call me Hitler all the time.
And I can't stress enough how, throughout the interview, how genuinely comfortable they were by this point with the name. And in fact, when Sue got married and had the chance to just get rid of the Hitler name entirely.
I still chose not to because I ended up keeping my Hitler name as a middle name.
Same. I
and
did
so
the same
on
thing.
My driver's license, it's spelled out. It's not even an initial. It's written out. So even though it's a name that most people, you know, kind of recoil when they hear it, for me, it's just who I am.
So now that they've decided to keep the name, they have a different problem.
Really, the family name has really died out as far as our particular line has.
A
lot of girls were born in the family.
Leanne says that if you looked in the New York City phone book prior to World War II, there used to be hundreds of listings for Hitlers.
But you look today, there isn't one.
So all those other people either changed their names or didn't have children?
Yeah. And Leanne and Sue's family is just one of the very few that managed to thread the needle.
There's some still in Ohio. Yeah, we know that there are some up in the Indiana area, but we've not been able to connect with them.
Just a handful of us.
There's just a handful, yeah. So when I got married and we started having children, I just said, you know, how do you feel about us inserting that as a middle name for any of our children? And he really did not want to do that. He said,
my husband didn't either.
Yeah.
Let me push back on that and ask, like, why give your children that battle to fight?
And that was my husband's exact argument. And I understand that.
I said, but that means our name will be
gone.
Lost because we're
the family
daughters,
line.
Only daughters. And my husband, he says, well, that's probably a good thing. And I was a little offended.
Yeah, me too. It made me feel a little bit bad that, like, we didn't get to pass that on to any of our kids.
So, Jasmine?
Yeah?
I'm curious, after hearing this story, do you feel any differently about whether you would change your name if your name were Hitler?
That's interesting. You know, ultimately, I'd probably have to say that I'm less brave than these women are. I probably would change my name.
Yeah, me too, honestly.
Yeah. I'm a coward. I'm a cowardly Hitler.
Well, from one cowardly Hitler to another, just so we can go out on a happy note, can I play you one final Hitler anecdote that Leanne told me? Okay, here it goes.
I had a gal that moved in up the street from me, and she'd asked me if I would help her kids get the proper testing that needed to be done to prove that her kids really could go into the grades that they said they could. So we got over to the school, and the school psychologist's name was Phobia. And I could hardly suppress the chuckles. And then I go, no, stop, Leanne, you can't laugh. But Phobia and a psychologist, I thought, that was a match made in heaven. And I'm laughing. And the gal that I was with just was going, what is going on? And so we get out of the school. And I just said, I am so, so, so sorry that I started chuckling about that psychologist's name. I should never, ever make fun of anybody. And I said, I shouldn't make any fun. I've got the worst maiden name in the world. And she says, well, so what's your maiden name? And so I says, well, it's Hitler. And she literally drops to the lawn laughing. She's going, you got to be kidding me. And I said, no. I'm apologizing for making fun of a name. She goes, no. And she can barely even get a breath. And then she says, no. My maiden name was Heil. And so I literally dropped to the ground and we're both just laughing hysterically on the front lawn thinking that here was Heil and Hitler together.
Big thanks to Joe, to Leanne and to Sue for sharing their stories with the Snap. And if you're wondering about the elusive Timothy Hitler, Joe did eventually manage to track him down. He declined an interview, citing privacy concerns, so we've changed the first half of his name as a precaution. But if you want to learn more about other people named Hitler, including Leanne and Sue's dad, Gene, be sure to check out director Matt Ogden's fascinating Showtime documentary, Meet the Hitlers, in which he interviews Hitlers from all over the world. MattOgden's.com will have all the necessary links at snapjudgment.org. The original score for that piece was by Renzo Gorio, production assistance by Jasmine Aguilera, and yes, that story by Joe Rosenberg was produced by Joe Rosenberg.